Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What it do, man? You already know what it is. Dead End Hip Hop DE365 on FIFO 24/7 here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And I told you yesterday, we're doing one of my favorite rappers in the game right now. Ransom and Harry Fraud, Lavish Misery. Ken, when I talk about fucking with niggas, like I fuck with Ransom heavy. Anytime, like I follow him on social, I know when his projects is dropping. Like B ain't gotta update me no more. Like B sent it to me, I said, B, I'm already on it, bro. I already listened to the single with Boldy. Like I be on it when it comes to Ransom. So when I saw Harry Fraud, I was like, well, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like all he's doing is just continuously upping the level of people that he's working with. So I think one of the last times we recorded, Ken, is when this dropped. And you said you was going to listen to it in the car. What was your first impression of this joint?
Dark. And maybe it was because I listened to it in there. I don't know. But Ransom does have a mood about him when you literally listen to it. Yeah.
It's very, very gutter.
Yeah. So... and you know that going in, so I don't expect too much going in. So I listened to it. I think we found out there was a new one that it was one night. We recorded here, and we left late. And it was like, oh, there's new Ransom Harry Fraud. So it was a good listen on the way to the crib. And definitely a live from the Roxy joint
with, with Boldy. That was a single, Ken. That shit was crazy.
Yeah. Good opening with Immaculate Conception. Chain of Command was dope.
Matchstick Men.
Yeah. The losses. But shit, that Wilson Fisk, bro. That's my joint. That's my joint. That's Kingpin.
Yep. A 38 special. Yeah. Nah, man. I guess, you know, for me. It's not a negative. It's not a negative. But I feel like Harry Fraud went easy on the production. You know, because I've heard different Harry Fraud stuff. I feel like he just created the perfect soundscape for Ransom versus bringing Ransom over to something different, which again, I respect. But it's like when I see Ransom and Harry Fraud, it's like, ooh, are we going to, we need a different type of production? You know what I'm saying? So that I would say that was my only letdown. Not saying that the production was bad. It was just obviously tailor-made for Ransom. So that's my only knock. I wanted to see, Ransom a little bit more so out of his comfort zone.
A little safe.
Yeah. That's my only knock on the entire project. But, man, like this nigga, his basketball references, Ken, all the fucking time with the Lucas shit, like, bro, he's on a whole nother level. Live from the Roxy with Boldy, drumless. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, I've come around. that joint is hard as hell. Love Boldy on that. You know what I'm saying? Wilson Fisk with 38 Special. Like you said, Ken, it's moody. Like if I was Marvel Studios, right? And we're reprising Daredevil, I'm using a lot of Ransom music. Like that, to me, if I had to make Ransom a Marvel superhero, he's Daredevil, bro. This nigga's in the corners and it's dark, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he get beat up, but he's dishing out more punishment than what he's taking. Like, to me, that's what Ransom is. That's what this project it like you said, Ken, for the most part, it's dark, it's gloomy, it's honest. You know what I'm saying? From a street nigga's perspective. Every time. Mm-hmm. Every time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was it was good. Rarely do I listen to new music the night of, but mm-hmm. yeah. I definitely wanted to give this one a listen, especially, I mean, this is 21 minutes.
So yeah, yeah. He always perfect. Makes sweet spot music.
Yeah, yeah. And even that joint, The Losses. Like, I like the beat he gave him on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Harry Fraud as a producer is interesting. I can't really pinpoint what it is about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a signature style there, but it's not. Yeah, it's just weird. When I was listening to that, I was trying to think about, okay, Harry Fraud as a producer. Like, when I saw this, what did I expect going in? And mm-hmm. I didn't know what to expect, honestly. It was like, well, it's going to be something soulful, but he's going to give him something menacing. Is he going to give him something kind of laid back? Like, mm-hmm. what is he going to do here?
Yeah,
you know, is he going to craft something for Ransom, or is Ransom just going to go in and pick beats that he already had and mm-hmm. like, yo, I want to rap on that?
Yeah, yeah. No, I feel that. Harry Fraud is very interesting as a producer, Ken, because obviously he has a lot of one-off projects with rappers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously he works with Currency a lot. He does have a signature style, but he is kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. Like, he could give you boom bap, he could give you bounce, he could give you a lot of different shit. He could give you sample heavy. So yeah, it's interesting. This project definitely lends to that versatility that Harry has. Only two features on here, Ken, 38 Special and Boldy. How would you rate them?
B plus.
B plus. I'm there with it. We talking about two of the dopest lyricists in the game right now. Definitely B plus. What would you say about the production?
I'm at a B with the production. You know.
B plus?
Just a B.
Just a B? Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think it's solid. I don't think it's anything outstanding.
I'm with you. What would you say about the rapping?
I'm at a B with the rapping. Yeah,
me
I'm
too.
At a B with the rapping.
Me too. I've heard Ransom better. Again, not saying that this is bad. There's no slippage. I'm not saying none of that. It's good. It's a B. It's a B. Going to the overall, it's just a B, solid overall. Would I recommend it? Of course. But it didn't. There's other projects that I was just more like blown away. Like the joint he did with Rome Streets, Coup de Grace. Mm-hmm. Like that project, Seven. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was heavy as the head. You know what I'm saying? So like. He had, and I guess it's just because I'm so tuned into what Ransom is doing that somebody else might be like, oh, this is amazing. But to me, like knowing everything Ransom's done, like this is good. It ain't amazing. I can show you amazing. But yeah, it's super solid, Ken.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah, I'm with a B too. Yep. Yep. I wasn't disappointed at all. So mm-hmm. I think Ransom definitely delivered. He made my ride home enjoyable. Help pass the time, especially late that night. So yeah, it definitely worked for me. So just a good another addition to the discography.
Yep, 100%. Shit. I'm pretty sure it's only March, Ken. So Ransom probably going to drop another 3-4 projects throughout the year. So we'll definitely cover them, and we are definitely getting into some of the later release projects. So continue to stay tuned. Love you guys. We'll catch you tomorrow with another one. Peace.
Peace.